I'll bet when I say Clydesdale, you probably think of Budweiser. Those commercials have certainly made this horse breed popular. What you may not know is that they are on the endangered species list. We talk about it with Nancy Osterhaus, past president of the Midwest Draft Horse Enthusiasts. First, she tells me about her association and how she cares for these gentle giants.
We promote draft horses. We work with each other to help folks that are just learning and trying to figure out how to do this stuff with the big horses. So we are a group of friends that have a lot of fun together. We do Midwest Horse Fair every year, and we also do the sleigh rally in Barnett, Wisconsin, every winter for the horse council, I guess, puts on the sleigh rally.
Now, draft horses, these are the big Clydesdales, correct?
Yes, they are. They are giant. My horses are all over 2,000 pounds, so they're a ton.
And how tall?
18'2", 18 hands, 2 inches. A hand is 4 inches. They used to measure horses by placing your hands one above the other to measure how tall it was. So it's like 6'4" at the withers, which is where the top of the shoulder is.
Now, that's pretty intimidating for people walking through the barns and seeing these giants.
You need to know that the horses are safe. My horses are super safe. They're around people all the time, and they have really good manners, so that's what we're looking for. But yes, you'd want to talk to the owner, make sure that that's true of the one you want to go up to. So mine are going to love you to death more than anything else.
Gentle giants at that.
More than gentle giants, yeah.
Sleigh rides are something that you guys do. What other work is a draft horse meant to do?
Oh, they can pull farm equipment, manure spreaders, plows, whatever. We do weddings, we do parades, we do all kinds of stuff with our horses. We've been going to Old World, Wisconsin when they have their horse days there, which is super fun. And we are going to have a club get together at the farm where people will bring their horses and we'll just all play together and learn from each other, learn safety tips, learn how to do things, because some of these drivers have been driving a long time and they have lots of good information for us.
Usually when I walk through the barns of the Midwest Horse Fair, the Clydesdales, they get a lot of attention. Why do you think that is?
I think so. I mean, they're very gentle. They're very people-oriented. I use my horses at home. I have for many years had foster kids come out and work with them and ride. We ride and drive our horses. It's super fun. They're gigantic to ride. Use a four-step ladder to get up on them because it's so huge. And then at some point when the kids are first learning, I have them slide off one of the horse's rear end as so they're going down a slide just for their confidence and to realize these horses are so gentle and they're not going to move or kick or do anything. My guys are not. They know better.
Do you think Clydesdales are pretty well known?
Budweiser obviously made them popular. We get a lot of questions. How much do they eat? My guys eat about a bale of hay a day, about a 50-pound bale a day. They drink a lot of water. They are over 2,000 pounds. That's really huge. What do they cost to keep? They're like another horse. You know, you're going to feed them more. You're going to have a lot more manure. They poop about 10 times a day. That's a lot. And their tack is just bigger. But we use regular saddles and regular bridles and set high expectations for what we want them to do. And they always meet them. They're very good. So our guys drive single and in team. And we just put them behind something and tell them to go do it.
And you also have a pretty good knowledge of the history of the Clydesdale.
They started in Scotland, and they were bred on the River Clyde in Scotland. 2022 was the World Clydesdale Show in Aberdeen, Scotland. And we went back to see that because it was so much fun. So, yes, that's where they come from. And there's a lot of them in the United States, but they came from Scotland. And they're actually on the endangered species list, Clydesdales are, because there are not that many in the world.
So what does that mean for Clydesdale owners like yourself? Do you have to do anything special with the animal? Or
I just respect them and love them. And I am not a breeder. I buy from a very good friend who is a breeder. We haven't bred any of ours, but I think we just have to pay attention to that.
And one of the things you have to pay attention to is an equine virus that's got horse owners on high alert. It has not stopped the show. But can you tell me about what's going on and some of the precautions that you have to take?
Okay, yes. So we were given notice that the equine herpes virus is going around Wisconsin. And so I did talk to my vet, and she said that it affects younger horses more than older horses. And so we did leave our youngest one home. We said, well, our youngest two, I guess, are left at home. And then we're using hand sanitizer, and we're not letting any horse of ours touch another horse so we don't spread that way. Just trying to be careful of, you know, things. And it's not a real uncommon virus. It has gone around the neighborhood before. But so we just have to take precautions like you would with anything.
Nancy Osterhaus joining us, past president of the Midwest Draft Horse Enthusiasts and a proud owner and advocate for Clydesdale horses. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.